This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
About it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more. Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
All right, buy or sell. After 1 week of the NFL, it's a fun week. Last night's game was really boring, and then it suddenly got kind of fun. Sunday night game was awesome. Buy or sell? Are we buying or selling that the Buffalo Bills are the team to beat? Are the Super Bowl favorites after 1 week? Well, then who would you? Don't say the Broncos. After 1 week of evaluating these teams, I think it's pretty obvious. It's the Buffalo Bills at this stage. And I think second is the Ravens. That was a hell of a game. Without saying the Broncos, you're shaking your head. Who else is a Super Bowl? Who showed us that they were a Super Bowl favorite over the weekend? Don't say it. I know it's in your brain. Don't say it. They barely got past the Titans, Mike.
The Broncos.
No,
but
stop.
It's week one. We need more of a sample size.
Well, that's why I'm asking you to buy or sell.
I am
this
selling.
This is stock
it.
Markets. Yeah, I'm selling it because I think it's the Ravens, even though they lost. Still think it's the Ravens. I think they're going to be the team to beat.
You really like their quarterback.
I do. Well, he's the most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment.
Is he your football Jokic?
He's the most entertaining football player for me to watch. I have more fun watching him play football than anyone else. That's just, he's fun to watch. Got a good arm. He runs around all over the place. He's entertaining, dude. Every time he has the ball in his hands, he's fun to watch. How can you not like that?
I didn't enjoy watching him play against the Broncos.
He didn't get hurt. Didn't he get hurt last time he played the Broncos? All right, buy or sell. Bo Nix will turn it around. Like, big time. 180 style. Next week against the Indianapolis Colts.
I own 75% of that stock already.
So you're buying that he will.
Yeah, I'm going to buy 5% more.
Well, you got to help him out. You know, you got to find a way to just run the ball better than what you were doing. And get devoting time, committing to the run game. These guys just outthink themselves sometimes. Coaches do, man. You got Coach Prime doesn't know when to take timeouts. You got Jay Norvell lining up for a fake field goal and then running an actual play, but you have your backups in. And then Sean Payton. They ran the ball 9 times in the first half. 2 of those were sneaks and 1 was a kneel down. What are we doing? Buy or sell, RJ Harvey should get more carries than J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins on the game, he had 16 carries for 63 yards. RJ Harvey had 6 carries for 70 yards. Would you like to see that reversed or balanced out?
I would rather see it balanced out, but I think you have to, again, more of a sample size. You have to wait and see.
I'm buying RJ Harvey more carries. 6 carries is not going to do it for me.
Yeah, balance it out, definitely.
I'm also buying that Bo Nix will turn it around. Yeah, I did see that story. The Broncos just signed Deuce Vaughn in free agency.
Thought you were about to say Deuce McAllister.
No. But they're signing former Dallas Cowboys running back Deuce Vaughn to their 17-player practice squad. Does that mean anything to us? Do we? Is that a thing? Is that you don't like Tyler Bidet? Tyler Bidet was targeted a lot in this game. He didn't run, but he had several targets at receiver, as a running back receiver. I don't know. Guys are signing dudes like this all the time to see if they might have something. So, but I'm buying that. I don't think it was a lack of. I don't think like this Deuce Vaughn thing is like, oh, a lack of confidence in Dobbins or R.J. Harvey.
I think you'd have to have an insider say that it is a lack of confidence before
I don't think that's the case today. I thought when R.J. Harvey, again, six carries, Mike, he busted out the big run, and that obviously helped out his average. But I want to see more of him. J.K. Dobbins is fine. Just you have to commit. You can't have a running back on this team with just 16 carries. And you can't have this. I get it. RJ's a rookie, but would it hurt to give him 10-plus carries in his first game? He had six. When you're only running it for nine carries in the first half, and three of those were quarterback sneaks and a kneel down, then, I mean, what do you expect? So I would like to see a lot more from R.J. Harvey. And is Sean Payton going to get out of his own head with this stuff? Bo threw the ball 40 times, Michael. He was 25 of 40, 176 yards. He had the nice touchdown to Cortland Sutton, but he was missing a lot, missing so many things that we saw him hit last year as a rookie. So it is pretty concerning that he's one game in, it looks like he's regressed so much. But I'm not panicking. They beat Tennessee by 8. They tried to get it seemed like they tried to let Tennessee back in this game. Their receivers are terrible. I mean, guys were dropping balls in the middle of the field. Calvin Ridley, I mean, it was rough. And so you escaped. You feel kind of like you escaped, maybe, with at least the Titans trying to make that pretty damn interesting down the stretch. But year three for Sean Payton, you got your quarterback. I get it. We all know you're smarter than everybody. You picked the quarterback that a lot of people said not to, and it worked out his rookie year. Now you're doubling down saying, oh, he's a couple years, he's going to be top 4 or 5 quarterback in the league. Well, you want to try to showcase that as much as you can. I understand that, but he'll be better if there is a consistent run game. And maybe this offensive line regress, Mike. I don't know. I hate to go that far, but how do you just forget to run the ball? Like, how does that happen? How at halftime have you thrown it 23 times and you've essentially ran it 6 times? How is that possible? I mean, last year he had to write it on his play sheet. Does he really just forget? And he's so focused and dialed in on his quarterback and how can we get him in a rhythm, throwing, you know, a couple short passes, that kind of thing. We're not really thinking about ingraining the run and putting the run into the game plan more. I can't think it's a confidence thing because they like R.J. Harvey. And they went and got J.K. Dobbins as a part of their crazy offseason that was. Go Poke says, how do you forget the ball to run the ball? Ask Norvell. Well, Norvell will run the ball, just forgets who the hot hand is, apparently, sometimes. That was a wacky situation, too. I think Dupree still didn't have, I know he got banged up a little bit, but he was back. I know he still didn't have a ton of carries in that game. It's just, we get so caught up. Coaches get so caught up, Mike, and just outthinking, overthinking, trying to get too cute out there. And the Broncos certainly were victims of that. I mean, that final play on offense for Denver, rather than pooch punt or even try the field goal, That is just, to me, some of the stuff you... Like, that's elementary stuff, man. Peyton's had a few of those. And those kind of things a lot of times come back to bite you. But fortunately, it wasn't that Denver's defense was outstanding in that final sequence. Tennessee was finding open dudes. But they were just dropping it. I mean, Cam Ward looks to be the real deal. And he doesn't have a lot of help. I mean, Calvin Ridley had 4 receptions for 27 yards. It's probably still going to be a long season for Tennessee. Cam will be all right, but if they're bad again, then they can go load up on draft picks and try to start building around him. Who would you take today, Cam Ward or Bo Nix?
Bo Nix.
Is that just because he is a Bronco?
Well, not just that. Like, I watched him more because he was in the Pac-12. So I thought he'd be really good for this offense, probably... I'm sacrilegious, but probably better than Michael Penix Jr., or as I call him, MPJ.
Yeah, Bo is better than Michael
Penix
Jr.?
I thought he would be better in this offense than Michael Penix Jr.
I think he'll be all right. I do. It just seemed like an off game. But it is a little disturbing that the trend continued on into... You know, from preseason to game one. Like, maybe if we didn't see how rough they were in the preseason games with that starting unit, it'd just be like, all right, it's a one-off. Let's just regroup. You got the win. Not every game is going to be gorgeous out there. I mean, defensively, there's probably going to be a game or two that they look bad. That happened last year. Denver had an amazing defense. The month of December was kind of rough for them. Smitty says offensive coordinators are never called genius when they call running plays. That's part of why they fall in love with passing plays. Yeah, there's an ego to it. Committing to the run isn't sexy. If you're not breaking up big chunk runs, then you're not moving down the field quickly and you're not getting applauded of how much of a mastermind you are on offense. Plus, Sean Payton was from the get-go. Has been screaming it off the rooftops, Mike, from the rooftops, that Bo Nix is the guy, that that's his dude. People thought he reached on the draft. Now he's saying, hey, probably going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league here in a few years. He's not on that path right now. He's on the path to, Mike, I hate to say it, but he's kind of on the Brock Purdy trajectory right now. Maybe he's not going to be one of the elites, but he's good enough to remain a starter. That changes. Still very young in his career. But through one sample size, it didn't look great. 18 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. I'll tell you about Mosquito Joe. They just earned the number one Mosquito Joe franchise, the one here in Northern Colorado. They offer a rodenticide, free rodent services, so you don't have to stress about what your kids or your dogs are getting into, and you can still keep the rodents away. Keep the bugs and pests off your patio as we're jumping out of summer and into fall. They're still hanging around. Go to NoCo Mosquito Joe, noco.mosquitojoe.com. 19 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Have a drink. Football 52, the two-man gang. Cody the weather guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
This is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Glad you guys could be with us here. So the first week of the NFL is in the books. Any surprises for you? I mean, I was more surprised about Miami being so bad against the Colts. Cowboys-Eagles game, that started us off on Thursday. Thursday night special, 1-0. Cowboys covered. Are the Cowboys going to be a little bit better than we thought? Chiefs and Chargers, that was the game in Brazil. The broadcast for that was awful. Did you watch the broadcast? It was on YouTube.
I was working on Friday night.
Oof.
High school football.
That's right. I forget about your schedule. But it was bad. The halftime show was bad. It was just, they were like bending over, just showing their butts the whole time. It was just like you're uncomfortable watching it.
Wait, bending over, showing their butts the whole time? The broadcasters did?
No, the halftime show. Broadcasters don't perform during the halftime show.
Oh, it was a halftime show performance.
I don't know what games you're watching, but yes, during oh, yeah, that's what I meant, halftime performance. I don't know why they did one. I guess they're in Brazil.
It's Brazil, so they're into some weird stuff.
It wasn't like over-the-top weird. It was just...
Is the Super Bowl halftime show weird?
Yes. No. Well, Super Bowl halftime show has become it's all about making a statement. That's what that is. This was just some singer I don't know, barely anything on, and then all of her backup dancers are running around. They got skirts on, and they just kept bending over, mooning the camera all the time. It was just like, my wife's going to walk in here. She's, you know, Gavin brushing his teeth and stuff. She's going to walk in and be like, what are you watching?
Honey, I swear it's football.
It's football, I think.
You're just taking a break.
Let's see. What else? Dolphins, that was the bigger shock to me, that they're just that bad. Texter from Faith here saying, I was surprised by the Cowboys and Chiefs. Cowboys look decent. Chiefs look questionable. Chiefs do kind of look questionable. Chargers, I think, look good. I thought the Chargers might win that game. Bengals-Browns. It was a game. 17-16. Raiders beat up, beat the Patriots.
I don't think the Patriots are going to be very good.
No, I don't think so. Steelers and Jets, how about that? Aaron Rodgers. Why do I still root for Aaron Rodgers? I think I'm in the minority here. I think he's fascinating.
He's a fascinating dude, but he's got some weird ideas. Some of his ideas are okay, and then he just goes off the rails, and you're like,
yeah,
what are you talking about?
I agree.
That's four too many mushrooms.
I think that he's entertaining to me. How about the Lions losing?
To
the Packers, 27-13. Yeah. Both coordinators were so good, they went off, spread their wings. Is that hurting the Lions right now? They only scored 13 points. Rams beat the Texans 14-9. Bears look like they're going to be bad. Minnesota might actually, if J.J. McCarthy can use this as a stepping stone, he might have a really good year. He is not a rookie, by the way. I think I heard someone say he's a rookie.
Basically a rookie.
Yeah, basically, but he's not. I mean, he sat on an NFL bench last year.
With an injured whatever.
Yeah. So, he learned some stuff. Nothing crazy shocking, though.
Didn't you say, were we having this discussion off the air?
Probably.
Like, you said the Bears were going to win, and I said the Vikings were going to win?
Yeah, but that wasn't a pick or anything. I thought maybe the Bears would win.
I said that I liked the Vikings defense better.
No, you didn't say it on the air, though.
I didn't say anything about, I didn't expect J.J. McCarthy to be that good.
He wasn't until he was.
Yeah.
Until the fourth quarter. Texter, and do we really believe Aaron Rodgers is married, LOL? Is Rodgers married? He did get married, didn't he?
I don't know. All I know is that he's on mushrooms.
Well, not now.
Well, no, not during football season, but after football season, he climbs into a tub and takes mushrooms and is in the dark and has, like, some tube in him so he can eat. I'm making half that up. But
that sounds like you're describing your Saturday night, to be honest with you. That's what I envision you doing on a Saturday night.
I don't do mushrooms or have, like, some kind of ventilated tub.
Yeah, he was asked about beating the Jets and if he was happier, you know, obviously beating them because they didn't want him there. And he's like, yeah, I was very happy to be everyone involved with the New York Jets. What a weird situation that was, man. bad for the Jets. So that was the weekend overall. Listen, nobody's like, other than the Bills and the Ravens, I don't look at any team and say, oh my gosh, that is crazy. There's no, Denver's like 10th on this list. I think it's all over the place right now after week one. I do think the Bills and the Ravens look like those offenses are going to be terrifying. Both of them, both of those quarterbacks are, to me, today, based off of 1 week and the body of work from last year, quarterback A and quarterback B, however you want to say it, Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. Those are the two best quarterbacks in the NFL, and I don't think it's particularly close. I think Mahomes isn't as good as those two guys.
Yeah, once he got his hair cut, he was like Samson or something.
Maybe. Maybe that was the mistake, to get the haircut. Now, we shift our attention to week two. We'll start diving into Broncos-Colts tomorrow. Thursday, though. Does Brian have anything new for us? Are we doing anything new for Thursday Night Special?
If not, I can pull something out of my butt.
You can sing something? Like Brian did last week? That was amazing.
Don't stop believing.
Well, that has nothing to do with the Commanders or the Packers. The Packers are a 3.5-point favorite. Broncos-Colts. Jags, Bengals. Like, this is an important game for the Bengals. If they want to be actually a contender, or, you know, because their defense was so bad last year and they held Cleveland to 16, they need to start off much better than they did last year. That's what cost them a chance to get into the playoffs. Giants play the Cowboys. Cowboys are only a 5.5-point favorite at home against the Giants. Did they just get up for the Eagles game or what? Bears and Lions. Lions need a bounce back. Rams and Titans. Rams are 5.5-point favorite on the road. Patriots and the Dolphins. Yuck. Niners and Saints. Bills taking on the Jets. That'll be a... Bills probably should just take off and win that one, I would think. But then again, Justin Fields looked pretty good with the Jets. I still think that that guy's going to be an okay quarterback.
So you're yes. saying it's the Bears?
Yes.
And I tend to agree with
their you. Their defense looked really good until that fourth quarter, though. I mean, Sweat is an amazing edge rusher. He is an amazing defensive lineman. Built like a freaking action figure. But they faded down the stretch, and Minnesota got the win. Seahawks take on the Steelers. I'm curious to see if the Steelers are actually going to be any good. You know, they beat the Jets barely. Needed a 60-yard field goal to win the game. Browns and the Ravens. Baltimore opens up as a 10.5-point favorite. Cardinals, Panthers, Eagles, Chiefs. 225, Mike. Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite. A rematch of the Super Bowl from a year ago. Falcons, Vikings are Sunday night. And then Monday Night Football, Michael, we got a doubleheader on here. All this, we have NFL action on KFKA starting Thursday, and then all day Sunday, we got the Broncos game, then Sunday night, and then we're going to have the doubleheader on Monday night.
And we have an NCAA football game on Saturday.
Who do we got? I forgot. We need to look. Buccaneers and Texans playing at 5 o'clock Monday night, and then Chargers and the Raiders.
Two teams I hate.
Well, one of them's going to lose.
That's hopefully the Raiders, because I hate them more.
That's good. You want this Chargers being better, and maybe the Raiders, I don't know, is actually a good thing for the West, because then the Chiefs can't just bulldoze through everybody. That was important for the Chargers.
Yeah, that's our job.
It's important for the Chargers to win on Friday, because the Chiefs were... I mean, how many games did they lose last year, Mike? They ran the division pretty much all season, so them starting somewhat behind here is actually refreshing. Yeah, last year they didn't lose until November 17th to Buffalo. So like by the time Denver, you know, maybe they're getting better, but the Chiefs were 15-2. We're talking about the Broncos winning 10-11. So the fact that the Chiefs lose game one, it's pretty significant. On the Rocks Liquor, they got your game beers of the week. They're half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. They do their free wine and beer tastings every single Friday at 4 o'clock. So tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by Chevron. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Just about 20 minutes left here on the show. Kind of putting this thing to bed for the UNC Bears game. UNC and the Big Sky Conference did reach out and try to get some clarity from the Mountain West. But the Mountain West Conference basically said all plays are reviewed during a game. And though an apparent touchdown by UNC receiver Carver Cheeks, and Delaney writes in the Tribune, with 8 seconds to play, received a lot of attention, Mountain West officials won't issue a statement on the play unless they see a need. Wouldn't the need be the Big Sky is needing to hear what you guys saw? Just tell us what you saw. Like, describe what you're seeing. Well, here on this clip right here, we felt like the ball was out of his hands. And then the follow-up would be, well, yeah, but you can't tell if his hand's underneath. Because all these still images that people are giving us, everyone suddenly is like a scientist. Like, you still think you need to get your eyes checked. I'm like, I'm looking at the same thing. And those pictures are blurry. And you can't tell me, without a shadow of a doubt, conclusively, that his hand was not under that ball. So I just, give us some clarity, man. Tell us what you saw so the rest of us idiots can just go back to our lives. I think that that's one of the most ridiculous things, Mike. The fact that you can't at least just tell. I think officials should have to be held accountable. I'm not saying we need to have an official do the post game. We ask them questions and stuff. But when we have calls that come up that are major, they should give us somewhat of a response. It doesn't have to be a well-written paper. It just needs to be like, yeah, here's what we saw. We saw the football hit the ground, and we assumed that his hand was not underneath it, which would be stupid. But give us something. Don't just hide from it.
Weren't they doing that in the XF, USF, not NFL, where they were showing the referee, and you could hear the referee's ruling in the box?
I don't know, but that's a good idea.
Like, they should do that if you have the resources, and I know the Big Sky doesn't have the resources, but the Mountain West has the resources to do so. You should be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're going to do that because they don't want to embarrass the officials or upset the officials' union.
Yeah, because no answer they're going to give, Mike, is going to be good enough. Because look at the images. You could tell me one definitive thing, and I would say it's not conclusive. If it would have been ruled an incompletion, same thing. It would have been, well, yeah, his hand could have been under there. You're just assuming that it wasn't, and that it wasn't held close to his body as he's falling down and rolling over. So that's the biggest issue we all have with this, is the overturn. You could tell me it wasn't a catch and all agree to disagree.
Yeah, and it would still be tough to overturn.
Mm-hmm. That's the big thing.
I personally think it's enough of a catch to overturn. I would not be upset at any referee if they called it incomplete if they didn't overturn that call. Because
right.
It's a tough one, but
yeah.
It's a catch.
Yeah, it was a catch. It was called a catch, so it sort of stayed a catch. But we're moving on, and the Bears now have to get set to take on South Dakota. How do we think that they'll handle that? Is the CSU game like, oh, we got to the top of the mountain and we lost, and you almost lose momentum or your morale or whatever? Or is it the reverse? Is it like, dude, we went out there in front of a bowl team last year, an FBS bowl team that won 8 games last year, and we took it to we played so well, we forced a weird decision to give that game to CSU. UNC led 99% of this game, Mike. So do they take that and use that to put on a great season?
I think they got to get pissed. They got to be real pissed and say, we got that game stolen from us. We have to make this next game something different. We have to score more. We have to tackle better. We have to defense more passes. We have to gain more yards. We cannot allow bad officiating to lose a game for us. We need to win by a touchdown or more in every game. They need to be pissed off about this. They need to take this, put the anger in their gut, and go with it.
Well, and the fact that we're not really... I mean, we've mainly talked about the play, right? We didn't actually talk about a lot of the X's and O's of this play. But if you want to be critical of UNC at the end of this game, they had an opportunity to put this one away, Mike. So after the fumble in the fourth quarter, when was that? That was like with 2-3 minutes left? Five and a half minutes left. Lloyd Avant ran for 5 yards, and then he fumbled with 5:27 left on the clock. And the Bears got the ball, chance to win it. They're on their own 30, and it was 3-and-out. A run by Brandon Johnson for 2 yards, and then a 3-yard pass, and then an incompletion. And then the Rams got the ball back with about 3.5 minutes to go. 3 minutes about. And then they went down and scored. If the Bears get one first down there, maybe things change. Because then you get, even if you get stopped, you're forced. They only had the one timeout, Mike, because CSU, Jay Norvell, used those timeouts within 4 minutes of the second half. So if you could have got one first down, you could have got that clock probably south of 2 minutes. And then if you have to punt, now they're dealing with a little over a minute drive. So it was there. And now we move on. We turn the page. On Wednesday, we start looking at the opponents and whatever those stories are coming out. But man, it is entertaining around Northern Colorado. No question about it. 46 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we'll get to what do we learn, but I want to tell you about Lemons Heating and Cooling. Heating, air conditioning, duct cleaning. Call them at 970-567-0798. They're an HVAC contractor here in Greeley. Free estimates are available if you visit them online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. We learned a lot today, Mike. It was a fun show. Appreciate Carver Cheeks joining us earlier, and then Mike Brohard talking a little bit about the game day experience. So that was fun. What did we learn? Coming up next.
Brian Gary, Tanner Schwintz. Good Morning NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what?
We learned that Carver Cheeks, no surprise, said it was a catch. And I agree.
Great name.
And he was really good about that. If you missed the interview, go check it out. He wasn't like over the top or anything like that. You could hear it though. He's just sad, just down that they lost. But they're moving on.
Great wide receiver, great at carving up the defense.
Mm-mm. Mike Brohard was on. Trainhorn, it's going to stay, but turn down a little bit. What'd you learn, Mike? Did you learn anything?
I learned that you didn't like that pun of mine.
Which one?
All of them. I didn't learn anything about the Kansas call, by the way. I couldn't find anything about that punt kickoff.
Yeah, I didn't watch that game, so I don't know why they thought they could get a free kick. Not just the refs, but even the team. Like, why did Missouri think that they could just punt on the kickoff? I need some help on that. I need more clarification. I'm not sure.
I also learned that the Mountain West just wants to continue to be small potatoes. Because if they don't want to be small potatoes, they would hold their referees accountable.
They should respond.
But they won't.
But they know that any response they give is just... there's what they saw to overturn it doesn't exist. I don't know why. They just assumed that the ball was not underneath... that his hand was not underneath the ball. That's what they did. They assumed. You know what happens when you assume, Mike.
You make a butt out of you and me.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So they won't. Don't expect that. Got a new quarterback, Mr. Staub, for the Colorado Buffaloes. I don't know that that's... for him, it's cool. I don't know that that's a great sign for Colorado. You're on your third-string quarterback now.
Unless he's unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's fascinating. Sean Payton said, hey, man, I should run the ball more. Maybe he shouldn't write it on his play sheet. Maybe he should tattoo it on his wrist or something. Because he wears those little sleeve things. Maybe he should just tattoo it. Because something's got to happen. And it seems like an obvious fix. And they're still not doing it. So at some point, we need to see the ball being ran a little bit more.
Or maybe he needs one of those play clock coaches instead of play clock. Like,
yeah, run the ball.
Run the ball. Run the ball.
Run the ball, coach. It's been 8 plays. It's been 8 straight passes. Maybe run the ball.
All right, you know what? I tell you what. I've got my credentials in my office. Why don't I just go down there Sunday?
Yeah, sure. Drive on down in your scooter. Go check it out. All right. Great show today. A lot of fun. Thanks to Mike Brohard and Carver Cheeks for joining us. And the Hooligans appreciate you as always weighing in on the day's sports news. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. And are we done talking? We'll be done talking about the catch stuff. It's time to move on. UNC's got South Dakota. CSU's off. CU's at Houston. You know, we're getting... Wyoming's got Utah.
Ooh. Air Force has a team.
Who's Air Force playing?
Broncos. Somebody.
Broncos are playing the Colts. So, away we go as we stretch this into midweek. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.